It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope your weekend is kicking off well. I know ours is. We're finally getting a little winter back where we are here in Grand Rapids. But anyway, looking forward to a nice weekend here. And our buddy Chaz, I was with him earlier, he said he's even going to do a little ice fishing this weekend. So we're getting kind of wintry where we're at. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Yeah, if you want to know about ice fishing, you check out Chaz Thompson, MI Ice Guys. Is he still doing the blog?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about ice fishing. And yeah, he's a pretty good technical man, too. He's been doing our website for several years now.
Yep.
And
check it
amongst
out.
Other things.
Yeah, check it out at thegrillingguys.com. And we're revamping, and it's tuned up a little bit.
So. Yeah, and he's also on our board of directors now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the Baritone of beer in that role.
I read something really funny the other day, and this guy said, is the internet making people smarter? I say no.
I would agree, because you don't have to, I mean, you can Google anything, right? Or,
right,
or whatever app you use.
And that's just Google.
Right, yeah,
you know,
right.
We don't have to necessarily believe them these days.
Right, yeah. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true, right?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Did you do anything fun this week?
Man, I don't know that I had so much fun. I've been struggling with this Wuhan 5.0 or whatever I've had for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's just like the crud that doesn't want to leave.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's Wuhan. But I had an opportunity this week. It was kind of fun. Something I'd never done before is we ended up at the Detroit City Distillery. We took a party bus down there with a bunch of clients and prospective clients, and we did a little milk run on the way.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember the ride home?
Yes, absolutely. we were only at the distillery for 2 hours, and they catered in a very average barbecue. And then we
where was that from?
Famous Dave's, of all places. Yeah,
and they're still in business.
Downtown Detroit, they are, I guess. So anyway, they rolled in, and I mean, it was whatever. But we were in the distillery, and they do a couple things that are cool down there. And one of them is they make a vodka for our Polish audience, with punchkis. They make a vat of it, and they put 600 pounds of punchkis in there and let them ferment for like 7 or 8 days in the vodka, and it gives it kind of a little sweet raspberry, and they pull them out, strain it, but it's...
Do they then eat them?
What? No, I don't know what they do with them, I'm sure.
Pre-dumped.
But at the end of the day, they make up 4,000 bottles of it. And it gets released on the 11th of February, and they said it'll be gone in 2 hours. And it's only sold at the distillery, and he said people will be lining up all night just to get it.
Oh, my.
And but then they also did a horseradish vodka, and I've had that from other places.
Yeah, not a fan.
Right. If I want to make my Bloody Mary, I want to put my horseradish in, not in my vodka.
Yeah.
I want vodka in.
Because that's all it's good for.
Right.
Is if you have some tomato juice. Because
right,
you don't want to add it to a bloody mix.
Right. So this was Thursday night, and... So we did this milk run. We stopped at four places to pick up people on the way down. So we have to do the same thing on the way back. So it's not a straight shot. But where I was going with this is we were in a party bus where the seats are a U. They weren't regular bus seats facing forward. You're facing each other. And we're sitting in there, and we got our last guy dropped off on the other side of Lansing, and we started coming back towards Grand Rapids, and we hit icy roads, and the roads dropped down to about 20 miles an hour. And probably saw 30 accidents on the side of people ditched.
And you weren't one of them.
No, but this party bus got sideways on the road, and there's three of us in there, and there's not really anything to hang on to, and there's no seat belts. And I'm looking around, and the tail end of this thing starting to come up to the front, and
end poorly.
But the driver pulled it out, and we were all fine.
No real
incidents. Yeah. But kudos to Kevin from Affordable Limousines. Because that dude, I thought we were, you know, going to spin around, and you hit a dry patch with those top-heavy things like that, we'd have been all turtle.
Got a little Mario Andretti in
yeah,
him,
huh? Right, but he pulled it together, and we made it home safe.
So. Tell me, where is this brewery?
Eastern Market, 1000 nice. Maple Street wow. in downtown Detroit, and we had about 100 people there, and it was nice. We were the only people in there, and they set us up in the distillery, and we watched them. The process was going while we were there. And then the guy gave probably a 15-minute presentation on how they do stuff and the history of it. And then we went upstairs, and they got a big banquet room. And
hung it's called Detroit Distillery.
Detroit City Distillery. Detroit and they make their own bourbons, rye, vodka, gin. You can get it in stores, as I understand. And we were fortunate enough that we provided everybody with a bottle to take home. So it was good. I mean, it was nice and smooth. It's Michigan
I don't,
bourbon.
I don't see a gift bag next to you.
Yeah,
right
well,
now.
There was only one bottle, Bob. That was all. Yeah. But anyway, I'll share it with you though when you come over because okay. It's a sipper.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So I'd not been there, but if you get a chance to get down there, I think that there's a tap room or whatever that's open as well to the public. But it was kind of cool. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I've been communicating with Coach Dick Vermeil.
Okay.
And he's going to come on the show next week because, see, he used to coach the Eagles, and then he coached the Rams, and he ended up with the Chiefs. And this weekend, the 49ers play the Eagles, and the Bengals play the Chiefs. What do you suppose that game's like for a guy like that?
Yeah, right.
He's watching two games just knowing so much about those people.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to talk to him next week. I have a feeling that the Eagles are going to end up playing the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Just
Cincinnati's hot. I like that 49ers story of the quarterback that was third string and has now gone 7-0 after taking over the team. I mean, that's just a great American sports story right there.
Well, you know, the Lions did something kind of like that too. Not quite to that extent, but you got to give some kudos to our quarterback that we traded for Stafford.
Goff, yeah.
Goff,
yep,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They weren't doing so well the early part of the season. They finished really strong.
Yeah, he really got his act together.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, who knows why? I'm no sports analyst in any sport.
No.
Maybe hunting.
Yeah.
Not even fishing. You could analyze fishing better than me.
Well, all I analyze is make sure you got a buddy with a lot of really good equipment, and then you can go fishing, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't have and to own a boat. I just have to be nice to the boat owner.
And you have to have a cooler.
Right, yeah, right.
Or
right.
two.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, next weekend, Coach Dick Vermeil will be on. And, of course, I was introduced to him by the famous, now deceased, Rob Russell,
right.
Another board of directors member for us. And Rob and I used to travel the country doing barbecue classes for Ace of Hearts. And every year, Coach would have us come out to an event he did. And it was a fundraiser for the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And we got to had the honor of cooking for a bunch of legends. And I got to meet and got to know a few of them fairly well. I would tell you if you're a fan of football, if you've never seen the movie about Coach and Vince Papale, it's called Invincible. It's about the Eagles when they were an absolute crap team, and they hired this, I think UCLA or USC, I forget where Dick was coaching in California, but they hired a college football coach.
Yep.
And they were ridiculed heavily. And then he did an open draft. And that's where Vince came on. And the movie's called Invincible. It's played by Mark Wahlberg, who looks nothing like Vince. Vince is like 6'3" and slender Italian guy. And Mark Wahlberg is not.
Right.
More like an
old Dutch guy like me.
That's right. Or a younger one.
Right.
So in the next segment, we're going to talk with our great friend and sponsor, Tim Sobey, who is up coyote hunting.
Where's up at?
Where do you think?
Up at his cottage?
The secret spot.
Oh, yeah, right. So, you know, that's something that a lot of people do this time of year, and there's a whole lot of technique about that. So we'll be talking with Tim to He's not just your local butcher, but he's out being a sportsman. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM, wherever you are around this great world, you might be catching us on a podcast or live in that internet thing. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Hey, we've got one of the greatest butchers of all times on the live line, and I think he's looking for a little extra meat because he's up coyote hunting.
That's
Tim Sobey.
Coyote backstrap. For breakfast.
Yeah, I hope you're not too hungry.
Coyotes bite
they're
back.
They're a little gnarly, a little tough. You got to get a tender one. Get that young one.
Yeah. So what brings you to coyote camp? I've known you a greater portion of 20 years, and I've never heard of you being a coyote hunter. So is this something new for you?
Yeah, this is our fifth year this year, so... One of them, I maybe haven't talked a lot about it because it's coyotes 4 and us 0. So we haven't gotten one yet, but you know us guys, we're looking for any reason to get out in the woods, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So Tim, do you have any special optics for night?
Yes.
Good, because that's critical.
I just picked up a thermal monocular and then a day-night scope as well. So
cool.
We're really going to give them hell this year.
A thermal monocular. That sounds medical.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're out in the outhouse, you don't need somebody spying on you either. So
Yeah, I'm sure that thermal part of that thing works well when you're in the outhouse. It detects a steamer, does it?
Jeez. Hey, you know, when you say you're coyote hunting, it's kind of funny because your cousin Connie is, of course, married to my friend William Stradoff from Hillhoff Dairy. And her and I are, and all three of us are coyotes. We're Reed City coyotes, so don't be hunting any of those coyotes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. No. No, we don't do those. If we need other game, you know, let's say we're getting ready for a pig roast, well, then we'll go get an Ohio State cheerleader. But that's another story. That's another segment.
Wow.
You can't say that.
All right. So Tim, I'm curious. So if this is your fourth or fifth year doing this, you guys at least understand how it works. I don't. Tell me about this. I mean, are you baiting these things, or how's this all work?
Yeah, so we'll be putting out a bait pile, and then we're going to do a method. It's a road hunt method we call stop, drop, and roll. So we'll go out and road hunt. That way we can all ride in the same vehicle. We'll split up, and we'll drop a couple guys off. You drive away kind of slow, and then you start doing that wounded rabbit call. So if there's coyote in the area, it only takes about 15 minutes, and just get on that wounded rabbit call, they'll hunt close to roads a lot of times. So a vehicle goes through, now it hit a rabbit, that's easy pickings for a meal, right? Well, then in 15 minutes, if something doesn't come in, we come back, pick the guys up, and go and try another area.
Of course, you got to play the wind, too.
Pardon me?
You got to play the wind with those things. They have an incredible sense of smell.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll go out in the evening. We have a place, actually, we coined it Coyote Hill. It's on a real kind of a high rise. and we'll go over there at the evening, and then we have other calls that we'll put out to try to bring them in. So we got a total of six of us clowns up here this year, and another guy has thermal scope on that gun. Another guy has night vision, so we're in high hopes that we're going to get something this year.
Sounds like Delta Force.
Yeah.
So which one of you is the slowest? Is that the bait guy?
Of course.
So your rabbits, do any of them have mechanicals that give optics, or are they just calls?
So we have two mechanical calls and then two of the mechanical rabbits.
Are those mechanical rabbits, are they remote controlled?
No.
Okay.
So these, it's just a little sit and spin. Well, that's another story, too, but we'll get there.
This is hunting camp. But, be careful.
Put the old sit and spin out there, and then, again, if we're doing that that call kind of a thing, that thing is just going to twirl around. So between a wounded rabbit call and seeing that, if they're in the area, they can't resist that.
Nice. Now, and they travel in packs, so do the hunters, by the sound of things. And you guys will... have you had any success in these last 5 years?
No, that's what I say. The coyotes are four, and we're zero. So we haven't even seen one to get a shot. We've heard them, but we haven't been able to call them in at night. So, just us clowns, we're out here, and you'd never do anything like you're around a campfire smoking a dog turd, drinking or sipping on something whiskey-like. Because, that's going to bring them in for sure. So we get to a point, if we feel like we're going to get invaded, we just light up a dog turd and get after that.
Yeah, and they keep their distance, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tim, changing subjects, good luck on this coyote hunt, by the way. I'm jealous. I'm thinking it's more about hanging with your buddies than it is trying to get a coyote, but at least you're under the guise of honey, we're up coyote hunting. And I'll bring you back a pelt for a coat or a new stole, a coyote stole. But my question is that these meat prices, we're talking with Tim Sobey, proprietor of Sobey Meats, if you didn't know who we're speaking with here. But, Tim, these meat prices are all over the map. What are you finding that are the deals in the meat case currently?
So first, I'll say species that has really dropped is chicken. So chicken has gotten back down. And so specifically, we got the Super Bowl coming up. Wings have dropped. Last year for Super Bowl, we were paying, our cost was over $4 a pound.
Wow.
For a stinking chicken wing.
Now it's $4 an egg. So
yeah.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. So wings have really dropped. I'm not going to say there's a shortage. I was actually going to feature them on sale, but we got at least committed that we're going to get at least 10 cases, and we'll get more if we can, but there's not quite enough where I knew I could get 20 or 30 cases to feature them on sale and not run out.
Will those be the wings will those be the wings you typically buy?
Yes.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then beef prices, they're pretty high yet. There's a couple issues still looming with that. One, we had going back into November, then December, with the blizzards we had. And then short kill weeks coming out of Thanksgiving, then Christmas and New Year's. So that put a real hurt on not just the availability of beef, but what really took a hurt was the quality of beef suffered also. That created kind of a perfect storm that there's supply and demand that really drove quality beef prices up.
Yeah. And if anybody has ever been to Sobey Meats, that's all you're going to find at Sobey's is quality beef. And one of the reasons why we all shop there is the quality. But Tim, we've got about 30 seconds left. We just wanted to let everybody know where Sobey Meat is.
3450 Remembrance Road. And the last, I'm going to say real quick, best value still boneless pork loin or pork loin.
Yeah, right.
Eat the pig.
Yeah, eat the pig, huh? And it's good. We might know a thing or two about cooking it, too, so maybe we'll cover that here in the upcoming segment.
But, yeah.
Tim, good luck to you. Get out there, get your thermal turd finder, and I hope you see a coyote. So. So
yeah, Saturday morning, it's time for some peach crown and orange juice to get going here.
All
so
right.
You guys have a good one. Thanks for letting me be aboard today.
All right.
See you, Timmy.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brake.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys at Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM Network, everywhere around this great state of Michigan. But, hey, we were able to keep Tim Sobey on the line here a little bit, so we're going to pick this up where we left off. But, Bob, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, sounds good, Timmy. What you got on Jerry Lee Lewis?
So, yeah, you might not be able to air this, but Conrad, you met our good friends Tom and Natalie Dumas.
Yeah, we're here in the studio, right?
Yes, yep. So we were over to their house last weekend, and I was, you know, we were playing cards and yucking it up. Mr. Yo, the girls all look prettier at closing time. So Jerry Lee Lewis and Natalie, she's like, don't even bring him up. And I'd never heard this before. Her cousin was married to Jerry Lee Lewis, was his fifth wife in 1983.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
So you can Google this up.
Wait a minute. Is this the one that didn't make the full journey?
Yeah, they were only married 2 months, and she ended up dead. And they they ruled it a suicide, but actually they're trying to reopen that case. She had bruises, like from fingers grabbed one of her arms. Under her underhand, her fingernails were all, like, broke back, and she had blood and flesh under her fingernails.
Oh.
So the way the story went, Jerry Lee was in town and brought a couple other honeys back, and crap hit the fan, and here she ended up dead. And it was just ruled as a suicide, but... it sounds way fishier. And so three of his five wives ended up mysteriously dying, one drowned in a pool. And so that's why he got the nickname Killer.
Yeah.
Gosh, got a little Clinton side or a little Arkansas side there.
I was supposed to see Jerry Lee Lewis in a venue in Nashville, Michigan, which, you know, is way outside of Kalamazoo. I was supposed to see him and Carl Perkins. And the weekend that happened, Jerry Lee didn't show, so I got to see Carl Perkins by himself. But for your friends there, the girls all get prettier at closing time is his cousin. That's actually Mickey Gilley that does that song. So I thought,
okay.
So I thought I'd drag that around and interrupt the flow of the story. But yeah, we've heard that
buzzkill.
But boy, Jerry, they're, you know, they can go back and do DNA tests and all kinds of different things now. So
yes, they can.
That wouldn't no offense to the families or whatever, but that wouldn't surprise me. So
right, yeah. So there's that useless information for you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about meat, shall we, boys?
Okay. Sure. Yep. Okay. So pork loin is it, huh, Tim? That's what's eat the hog?
Eat the hog, yeah. So if you're looking, your question was, you know, what's a really good value, it still is that pork loin. And that remains, in my opinion, one of the best values. Pork tenderloin is another one as well. And pork tenderloin is so easy to do. Cut it into medallions, do like a stir fry, or even if you wanted to do some pork tacos or something also.
So what do you see for this year? I know a lot of food processing plants have been interrupted in many different ways, some of them nefarious. Is the pork industry going through anything like that?
Right now, they're holding kind of steady and stable, so to speak. And as time goes, that other thing of getting them to slaughter, you know, because the Chinese, I mean, they're almost in full control of this pork market.
Isn't that something?
There's some speculation what's going to happen, but at least as of right now, I don't see any hiccups down the pipeline to hurt the flow of pork anyway.
How is it, do you suppose, that our government could allow a foreign adversary to buy up so much of any of our industry, let alone food?
Like anything else in life, nothing screams louder than dead presidents. So if there's a payoff, you know, for enough money, hey, we'll do anything, right?
Yep.
So
that's exactly
therein
right.
Lies the crux of many of those issues is, you know, you for enough money, yeah, I'll let that go through.
Yeah, you can see it on the news right now, even with the change in the House, the Swalwell. I mean, he was living with Fang Fang, a Chinese spy. He's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he's living with a Chinese spy. We're screwed,
yeah,
dude. Hey, Timmy, you know go get some coyote, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and our motto in Coyote Camp is where the coyotes live and livers die.
Oh, yeah.
So we got our uniform shirts we had made up last year, so we're all being uniform today, actually, when we're running around, and probably have to stop into the Nataka bar up here. So
been there, done that. It takes a uniform to get through that place.
You got to get up here in a coyote camp here another year.
Well, if you run into the DNR, give me a call, because I've recently made friends with one from Baldwin. So
nice.
Yeah, she's good folk.
And did she give you a ticket to the conservation officer's ball, did she?
No.
Okay.
He wasn't wearing the right uniform.
Yeah. Conservation officers don't have balls.
Right.
All right. Thanks,
you can't
Timmy.
Say that on the radio.
I think you just did.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Happy Saturday.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye now. Tim Sobey, never a dull moment with that man.
His favorite phrase, you can't say that.
Right. Yep, exactly. But he's up having some fun, well-deserved time off. So
that's a naturally funny guy.
Yeah.
You know, he can't help it. He's just, he can't stop trying to be funny.
Right.
He just has that.
It's good.
I wonder what he was like in school. I bet he was a little devil in school.
I don't think he graduated at the top of his class, I'm betting. But I just
neither
don't know.
Did I.
Right, exactly. Nor did I. But so let's talk a little bit about that. We got a couple minutes left.
Graduating?
The pork.
I was a coyote.
The pork loin versus the tenderloin. The pork loin, that's the one that's about as big around as a softball. You'll see that come in chunks. You rarely ever see them whole. But the tenderloin is whole. It's about the size of maybe a tennis ball and maybe 8-10 inches long, maybe a foot long. That's the tenderloin. And he distinguished between the two, but both of them are of value. The big box stores, they buy in train loads where Tim buys in quantity for the butcher shop, but those, everybody's got it at a favorable price right now.
And I think that
going to Sobey Meats to get that, you're going to get a little bit better quality, and it's going to be trimmed a little bit nicer, and you're going to be glad you went there to get your meat.
And he touched on something I've kind of railed on for years, and that's the pork industry being bought up by the Chinese. He's absolutely right.
Yep.
It's not, I don't know how we could let that happen, but you know, search out your local meat suppliers whenever possible, and of course that's what Sobey does.
Right.
So when you go to the big box store, sometimes you're just helping the folks that are not keeping your best interests in mind.
Yep, exactly. So for a pork loin, very lean piece of meat, but very tender. Works great if you cube it up and put it in a stir fry.
A pork tenderloin.
Yes, right. Did I say loin? Yeah.
Yeah,
pork tenderloin.
Because
right.
Pork loin, you can run into, the typical loins pretty lean, right?
Right, yep.
You just got a little fat cap on it, and if you overcook it, you've got yourself a pretty tough little piece of meat.
Right,
so, yep. And, I mean, how many times have you been to somebody's house and they make you a pork chop, and it's like jumping around
the
plate?
Yeah, and then serve it with a hockey stick.
That's right. Or at least they should.
Right. Yeah, it's but that's the number one thing. I was on that. I said in the first segment, I went on this bus trip, and there was a lot of people that are curious for tips and things.
Yeah.
Right. When you do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what do you see as the biggest problem with barbecue? I said, people overcook everything, and so then I'm telling a guy, you need a digital thermometer, probes, and a roast or whatever. He goes, let me tell you about my probe story, and it ended with. He thought everything was done. He opens his grill and grabs the probes with his bare hands and pulls them out. And he's got,
nice.
Yeah, stripe burns on his hands. And he said, I didn't even think about it. I just wanted to get it off the grill because it was done. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, that's how it goes. So people have things that happen, right?
But yes, they do.
Anyway.
Some more than others.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. And so stick with us. You list the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tack, just off US 131, exit 76, or shop online at millbrooktack.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Always a fun to have a chat with Tim Sobey. Never a dull moment. And, you know, his meat market is the same way. You walk in there and people are happy. You got 80 foot of wonderful meat. And
well,
it's a place. If you haven't been there, you need to go.
Don't make his head swell too much. I mean, you know, a lot of that credit goes to that wonderful woman he's married to, Teresa.
The one that's not coyote hunting.
No.
She's back at the store.
She's cracking the whip.
Yeah,
she's. You'll find her in the back blending up seasoning recipes for all their sausages. She's like a. She's got very exclusive and precise recipes for every sausage they do. That's a much work.
Yeah, well, that's the reason the consistency's there though, and they're good every time.
Yeah,
is because she follows the recipe.
You know, I wanted to follow up on something we were talking about, the pork loin, and that I think. As a younger husband, father, griller, that's something I screwed up for a long, long time. And pork chops, I would say, is something that our whole house suffered through for my wife and myself overcooking. So
when I was growing up, my mom always thought that there was trichinosis in pork, so you had to cook it to death in order to avoid that.
Well, because there was long ago. Yeah. Anyway, Rob Russell again and I would do these classes, and after a while we got bored with ribs and butts and briskets and chicken, so we started doing a class called Fancy Grilling, and I played around with the pork loin, and of course I'm a big Jacquard fan, so I started cutting my chops about an inch and a half thick, and then I would put some EVO on them and take that Jacquard and just pound the heck out of it. And then I'd flip it over, oil it, pound the heck out of that side, and then put it on the grill. And it looked horrible. Looked like, you know, car crash. But by the time that thing is at 145, 150 degrees, it's almost perfectly back into its old shape. And it's tender. You can literally cut it with a fork. And you'll amaze your friends if you do that. And if you don't have a Jacquard, just go online and get one. And make sure you get the one that comes apart easily. Don't get the white one. Get the colored one that slides apart for dishwasher use.
Okay, for those of you who don't know what a Jacquard is, just describe it for
me. Bed of nails.
Right.
It's like a, you know, if you remember the old price stampers for cans. If you ever worked in a supermarket, you had this stamper that would come down and stamp the price on cans. It works kind of like that, except it's shooting pins into the meat. And back in my early college days in Grand Rapids, before I shipped out, I went to a school here for a year, and I worked at Vandenbrink Meats. And we made, I'm going to say, some of the best hams mankind has ever had. Unfortunately, they closed due to a little trouble with the IRS. But we supplied Spartan with all their hams and bacon, and that was a very big account for us. But those pork butts were all injected with needles for the brine, and that also tenderized it. So it was kind of cool. We ran them through a machine, and it was like instant brining. We'd pump the brine in, then we'd throw them in a brining tank, and they'd sit for not very long.
Right. Just looked up a Jacquard on Amazon. They're cheap ones are $14. Expensive ones are $30. And the difference is quality, I'm sure. And but what Bob said,
J-A-C-C-A-R-D. It has to be the brand.
Okay. I used J-I-C-A-R-D, and a bunch of them came up.
Yeah.
So, but I agree. The J-A-C-C-A-R-D, 48-blade meat tenderizer, but it comes apart for cleaning.
Yes.
Because as these blades go down into the meat, they pick up, you know, a little bit of fat on them, and you're going to want to clean it when you put it away.
Especially if it's got coyote or something like that.
Yeah, you might have to hit the Jacquard twice on the coyote.
You know, I've been mentioning all year long about this Grand Solar Minimum because I'm captivated by science these days, just watching what the world's done. And as it turns out, what I had learned was pretty accurate. We had a record apple crop. We had, you know, record all sorts of crops. And they're saying that same thing is going to happen this year, only they're saying it's going to be like in the 1880s this happened. And they're saying it could be the year without a summer. And I can't really imagine that. But these guys that are tracking this cosmic event are saying it could be like the coldest summer any of us have ever seen. So if that is the case, and I'm not claiming to know, but they've been right so far, it would appear that if you're a gardener, that's going to affect what you're growing and how you plant. So just something to keep in mind.
Where are you getting this information?
YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube, Rumble, BitChute, anybody who plays videos of that people want to come out with their ponderances.
Right. Yeah.
Cliff High is one of them. He's a genius. He's a little hard to listen to sometimes, but I found him on BitChute, and he's the one that first brought it to my attention, and I started researching it. And the guy's so smart, it's hard to stay with him. I mean, he's usually losing you after about two or three sentences. You got to try and figure out what he said. But the gist of it is this: something is affecting the sun, and this year it's going to have a different impact. And we'll see. I hope it's wrong, because that would be a tremendous fee for the pool heater.
Yeah, just leave her covered.
I only like it on for 1 month, and that's May, and I don't even like that.
Yeah.
300,000 BTUs burning away for a month.
Right. Yeah, your pool's large. It didn't impact us much on our end, but we ran it. I mean, but
well, we didn't have it this year. I mean, last summer was beautiful.
Right.
It was beautiful. The sun appeared to be like incredibly harsh on the eyes, but right. Temperatures weren't terrible.
Yeah. So when you're using that Jacquard on pork, are you putting, you said, olive oil on there, and then you hit it with the Jacquard for the tenderizer. You're not putting your seasoning on to drive that in, right?
I mean, sometimes I do. To me, I'm not in as big a hurry to drive salt into it. I'm more concerned with driving the fat into it, because those chops are so lean that if you can pound some of that EVOO in it, it's just going to be
extra virgin olive oil. Yeah, is what he's talking about.
And I use Old World Olive Company's garlic on so much, but
right.
It's wonderful on the pork chops. And
right.
So if you have a Jacquard, you cut that pork loin into inch and a half chops, put oil on them. If you want to put your seasoning on, do that too. I may have. I haven't done this in a year or two, so I don't even know if, you know, if I did that before or not. But the point is to drive the oil into it and to let the jacquard tear that flesh, because it's what it's doing. It's
the
cutting.
Muscle, yep.
It's cutting a bunch of it. And if you bring that up to 145 and 142 and pull it, you will cut those chops with a fork.
And that's on the grill. You're using a charcoal grill or a gas grill. Yep. You're not smoking that,
no.
Right? Yeah.
No.
Yep. Exactly. So you're grilling it, and how long? You hit that with jacquard with that oil in there. How long after do you wait before you cook it?
I just throw it on.
Exactly. That's yep. where I was going. Is this isn't a process where it's got to sit on the counter for
no.
an hour or
no,
anything?
No, no, no.
Because all you've done is that oil on there. Those little blades just push it down into the meat.
You've now done your job, so it's time right. to throw it on.
Yep.
And it's important that you don't bring it beyond 145.
Right, because then it's going to dry out and it's going to be overdone.
Yep.
And it'll get tough.
This will make it more forgiving than any other method, but you still, if you want the cut with a fork tenderness, then that's what you want to do, is bring
right.
it up to 143.
Yeah, that's a really good recipe. It's simple. And it makes for a really good protein for your plate.
Yeah, it does. And it's something I stumbled on because Rob Russell got me into using a jacquard on the briskets. And I was amazed at what that did for a brisket. And we don't talk about that enough either. But it made the brisket more tender. And if you're struggling with your brisket, get a jacquard.
Right.
Because when you're trimming it and then you're putting your spices out. Now, with a brisket, I would definitely always put my rub on before I'd use the jacquard, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
But it just got me thinking about.
Are you using oil on the brisket or not?
No, usually mustard, but you could put oil on it if you wanted to. There's so much fat in a good brisket, you don't have to worry about it too much. But I've right. got a couple of those Wagyu, red Wagyu brisket, and I've been saving them, and Jordan and his wife are having a year after wedding ceremony, I should say celebration.
Right.
And so it's at a venue downtown, and they let you cater who you want, and I'm going to take care of the hors d'oeuvres.
Sure.
Because we don't have the wedding's over, you know, so
right.
we don't have to go to a wedding. I can just show up early and do some hors d'oeuvres, and I'm going to do burnt ends and smoked brisket. And we're going to have some nice rolls.
And I'm on the invitation list, so that's a good thing. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Thanks for tuning in each and every weekend. Get out there and enjoy the weather, and we'll talk with you next week.
See you.